Hey friends, it's Leslie.
And Mike.
We are here for the...
FNBB,
the Friday Night Beer Blog. This is the weekly reading of my blog about life in general. I guess you could say life over 50 since we're both 50 plus, right?
No.
No. And the reason I... that we do this podcast on Friday and I read my blog... is why, Mike.
Because some people don't like to read.
Some people don't like to read, and we don't want to make them feel bad about that, right? So
no,
we're just going to preempt by reading the blog. Right?
Yeah, that sounds good. So
sounds good.
What's it about this week?
What about this week? Well, first of all, full disclosure, we are recording this on Thursday night. Because I am headed out of town this weekend. Got a great big rager getting ready to happen. I'm going with my mother and my sister to St. Louis to see my cousins. We're going to be raging.
Woo!
We're going to be swimming at the Pear Inn. Good times. No, I'm looking forward to seeing my cousins. My aunt and uncle both passed away within a year of each other.
This is definitely a show for the 50 plusers.
5 and 6 years ago, and I may have seen my cousins once since then. So this is the whole thing of, you know, once the older family members, you know, start passing away, you really have to make an effort to connect with the ones that are your age. And so I'm looking forward to seeing my cousins. It's been a hot minute. So should
they're
be a good
people
time
too. So
they're great
shouldn't
people.
Be that tough.
No, they're great people. So I'm looking forward to seeing them, spending some time at the Pear Inn pool. So, like I said, full disclosure. But because we're doing this on Thursday, don't think that we're not drinking some beer, right?
Yeah, we just can't drink tomorrow night, right?
Well, I'm going to be with my mother and
you
my sister at the Pear Inn. Doing some swimming, so I don't see a lot of beer drinking in our future. So, yeah. So, tonight it is. But this week's Friday Night Beer Blog is brought to you by whom, Mike?
Beer sponsor, Mile Wide.
Beer sponsor, Mile Wide. What are we drinking?
I don't know.
You don't know what we're drinking?
No,
Mile Wide.
Oh, the bouquet.
We had the DJ Roomba first.
But
do
now,
I have to do this part
no,
for
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
We had the DJ Roomba first, and now we're drinking the last of our bouquet.
Yeah. We only have one beer left in the fridge, and we're starting to have panic mode over here.
No, I don't have panic mode. I'm going to be at
the, I do.
I'm going to be at the Pear Inn tomorrow night swimming. So, yeah. I'm not worried that you won't have any beer. I know you're going to take care of that all by yourself. So are you ready for this week's Friday Night Beer Blog, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. As I take a sip of my bouquet. The title of this week's Friday Night Beer Blog is...
this is new. I don't know this one.
You don't know it. You don't know any of them until I read them.
I know. I don't even know what the subject's about. I haven't heard this term.
What is relationship popcorning and am I guilty? You don't know about what popcorning is, Michael?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
So you don't listen to my podcast, obviously, because this is something...
Not until you tell me to. Did you tell me to?
Noted. I will from now on tell my.
I only do what you tell me to do.
You're so full of it. All right. So
are you
what?
Kidding me?
What is relationship popcorning, and am I guilty?
Yes.
I am.
Yeah,
you don't even know
I
what
think
it
you
is.
Are.
July 15th. That's tomorrow, right? July 15th, 2022.
Yes. Today is Bastille Day.
Oh, it is. The 74th official Friday Night Beer Blog. 74th. Official Friday Night Beer Blog. None of us like to admit that we might be the cause of any kind of tension between ourselves and our husbands because they are always to blame when something isn't going right. Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, they are men which is synonymous with clueless on all things woman. When I talk to friends about their relationships, the fallback question is always, what did he do now? Subheading, female is the superior sex, but. You like where this is going, Mike?
You know, I think I'm going to be quiet tonight because it only seems like I'm going to get in trouble from here.
This feels like a setup, doesn't it? But let's get something straight. This blog is not in any way a slam against women or men. I am a woman and I love being a woman. We're all pretty awesome.
It kind of sounds like it's a slam against the man. I mean, I don't know why you would think it was about a woman.
Oh, well, I guess we see things in different ways.
Yes,
So we're all pretty awesome, so complex, confusing, powerful, yet empathetic. We're able to work our day job, make sure our family's fed, keep the calendars of everyone in the house, make the social and vacation plans, stay aware of where our parents are mentally and physically. We have this unique ability to take in all of the input of many people in several situations at once. It's a gift born out of being female.
I'm going to keep it clean here. I have a comment to make, but anyway. Yeah.
Keep it clean. Yeah. Keep it clean. Keep it non-bloody. And as it should be, although we spend most of our waking hours serving all of those around us, we secretly believe that we belong at the center of attention. Did you hear what I said?
Agree. Yes, I did hear that.
Hence the saying, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Subheading. First question. What is popcorning?
Finally.
Because we are born with the ability to multitask at an amazing level, I might add.
You're speaking about women, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of patience for those that don't have that ability. In other words,
men.
I had relationship expert Lori Gerber on the podcast a few weeks ago, and we talked about the phenomenon of what she calls popcorning.
Phenomena.
In a relationship.
Phenomena.
Phenomena. As she said, we welcome people coming to us, even when we're busy, because we're able to process all of the requests at once. But we have to realize that men, even our men, as a rule, aren't like that. And now, especially since a lot of us are working at home, side by side every day, we pop up at our partner's desk when we have a thought. Pop! And expect them to drop what they're doing. Pop! Just to pay attention to us and our question, pop, or request, pop, or observation, pop, pop, pop. You feeling that?
Oh, I love it. Are you kidding me?
And when they can't change gears, that quickly gets and get irritated with us. And when they can't change gears that quickly and get irritated with us, we get offended, pissed off, or sad because we think they don't care or they don't see us. What we have to remember is that this is a normal thing, an occurrence for us, but something they just aren't equipped to handle.
You.
Subheading. I am totally guilty.
Oh, no doubt about that.
When Mike and I were both going into the office, this really wasn't a thing for us. But now that we're in the house together all day, every day, it's a thing. And I am totally guilty of it. I show up at Mike's desk needing to tell him something like right now while he is working and sometimes on a call. Whereas I'm able to pause my thought process when he does this to me and then easily return to my work, he isn't. And
but
the
funny thing is I never do that to you. So therefore,
you do.
That is not true. I never interrupt your work day.
You totally
I respect
do.
Respect the boundaries.
You totally. You have. You might not do like I do. I just go and I stand and I stare at you.
You kind of like mouth to me and do hand gestures, and I'm like, I have no idea what that means.
What you do is you come through my space two or three times.
Exactly. And now, and if all of a sudden your tension stops or whatever you do, and it just focuses right on me because, every time. I can't help that because, I am magical like that.
No, it's because you usually don't get up. And if you're walking through my area two, yes, three times, true, you are wanting me to look up from what I'm doing. I'm
doing drive-bys.
Okay, I'm totally...
another term, relationship drive-bys.
Relationship drive-bys? No. You're making that up.
Yeah, I am.
We should make something. That sounds good, though. I like that.
It's not too bad. It's like pop warning.
I like that. So where was I? Whereas I'm able to pause my thought process when he does this to me and then easily return to my work, he isn't. And I see this look cross his face with that failing attempt to switch his attention to me.
It's just going to have to do this, aren't I? She's not getting the ignoring part. She's going to want me to answer and respond.
Don't look at her. Don't look at her. Don't look at her. It's an ugly look. And I have started to recognize it right away.
Wow, it's about time.
2 years later.
Yeah.
And while sometimes I get hurt that he doesn't want in on my golden nugget of a story or thought right away, I realize that it is just a male deficit that he isn't able to overcome.
All right.
Seriously, I have really had to stop myself let me finish this.
All right, go ahead.
Seriously, I have had to really stop myself mid interruption to reflect and ask myself if this is just something I can save for later. And then I have to write it down because sometimes it just isn't that important later. Okay, what were you going to say?
No, I'm not going to say it now.
Oh, okay.
It's too late.
All right.
But so, I think it's... maybe I will. So it's exactly what you were saying earlier. It kind of goes off like you're slamming men, but really if you like read between lines, you're really slamming women here.
It's actually the opposite.
No,
it's
no.
Supposed to look like I'm slamming women because...
You're doing a whole 180?
We're at fault. But we're at fault
because you're superior.
Because we're superior and poor men.
Yes, we can only hunt, gather.
I think it was the women's job to hunt and gather, right? It was the men's job to stay home and wash the loincloths.
Yes, that's right.
Subheading, how to fix popcorning. You didn't think I would leave you hanging here, right?
Oh, there's a fix? there's a cure?
A cure, yeah. As usual, I think it is super important to be aware when you're doing it. This is hard, and I'm not going to lie. Sometimes you are aware, and you just do it anyway. And that is my admission.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I know. You know you're doing it because I've been giving you the face for a long time.
I've been ignoring it for 2 years.
Are you kidding me right now?
According to Lori, the best way to fix popcorning is to make sure that you schedule in dedicated attention in your day with your partner, morning, night, or both. If you know that you will have 15 to 30 minutes of dedicated attention time to connect and tell the stories and talk about all the things, then you will be much less likely to popcorn during the day. What do you think about them apples?
You said schedule.
Of course, for me, it would have to be in the morning because I can't stay awake at night. There's just no way that would happen.
True.
And if you can avoid popcorning, you will feel less ignored and hurt, and your husband will be less irritated with you. Win-win. It's really a mutual respect thing. Let's get this straight.
Duh.
Let's get this straight. Of course, you are still the center of the universe. Hear me, ladies. You just need to wait for the right moments to play that shit out. Women are just amazing. We can't help it. Men just need our help to catch up. Grin. Shkalamba bammy. Right there at the end.
I need another beer after this.
Ba-dum, boom. All right. Now, so what do you think about this popcorning? You know, I looked it up on Google just to see, because Lori talked about it a lot, and that's episode 72, by the way, if you haven't heard it. She's pretty awesome. I looked it up on Google, popcorning, and this phenomenon phenomenon. Did not come up in Google. So this is something I think that...
It did not come up in Google?
No. So I guess this is just something...
It's going to come up on Google.
She's a relationship expert, so this may be a term that she's coined. But I think it's pretty damn ingenious. And it's
pretty damn accurate. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So...
Pop.
That's right. Kudos to Lori Gerber.
I'm just thankful that she's calling it out because it just has to stop.
Yeah. Well, you know, Lori is great. And as we all know, even though women are the center of the universe, mm-hmm. relationships do go both ways. And so we have to take, women have to take as much responsibility on for things that go right and things that go wrong. So it's not just a one-way street.
Man, that's on tape, too. I like that.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm gonna replay that one.
Whatevs. Anything else to add to the whole popcorning idea there, Michael McShane?
Nope, no.
Mickle the Pickle?
But you are guilty of it.
I am guilty of it.
And it occurs a lot.
I'm trying to slow it down when you don't come
and do it, because then I'm like, is she alive?
Yeah.
I've fallen
and I can't get up. Pop. No. I do try to catch myself. Now, there are times you are on the phone a lot during the day.
We love to meet.
I don't know when you're going to be off versus when you're going to be on. And sometimes there are things that I think that you should know that have happened or whatever. Most of it could wait till later if we scheduled in some dedicated
attention. We have scheduled time. Are you kidding me? We ride together.
But we don't talk.
We talk. Yeah, well,
not really.
If I'm lucky. You know, I mean, that's my quiet time.
I know it's your quiet. It's my quiet time, too. It's
my work creative detox time.
It's my creative time.
But, yeah, I don't know. Where were we going with this?
Well, we don't have a scheduled.
But we don't. I mean,
seriously, every night,
we are doing the same. Our freaking lives are so structured. It's like there are times when you know I'll be right where there is an opportunity for us to talk. I mean, we're always together. I mean, it's...
Well, yeah, we work in the same house, huh? So, but we were always together before because we traveled a lot on the weekends. And
that was your time, usually. That's probably, since we don't travel as much anymore,
could be
why you need to do more popcorny.
I don't know.
Because
I think
you don't have those long 2-3-4 hour drives where you just talk to me the whole time.
You know what I think it is? It's
what?
Because I work at home and I don't see people anymore, and you're the only person here, so you get all of it.
I know. So that was the funny thing. I went out last night to meet, you know, Cameron and Ben for dinner, and I felt the two, I probably talked their heads off, you know.
Oh, I guarantee you you did. When you get chatty, you're chatty.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's, you know, the thing where you don't know how to act anymore. You're like...
I'm out in public.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
I was like... And you know you're doing it. You're like, you need to...
And you just can't stop.
Yeah, it's
you
like,
just can't stop.
You're like, boom. It's funny.
That's hilarious. I wonder what the talk was about you after dinner. Damn, that old man wouldn't shut up.
I don't know. Hey, you know, I can't believe they invited me out to dinner.
Yeah,
two
that's
young
sweet.
Kids.
That's
know,
sweet.
Yeah, it was good. It's a good time.
Yeah. Good times. Good times.
Yeah.
All right, what we got coming up this week? You watching the tour? I know you are.
The tour.
La Tour de France.
I've got a race.
The
third race
do.
Of the season, which is like usually by this time we had probably done 20 some.
Yeah, well, COVID killed a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
including your mojo to race.
It was the last couple of years, I think, you know, I was old enough and good enough to be competitive, but, you know.
Yeah.
Or I didn't care about going down.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I wish I could be there on Saturday when you're racing, but I'm going to be at the Pear Inn in Missouri swimming. No, it'll be a good time. I'm making fun, but it'll be fun. Yeah, so you got a race coming up, and then, golly, it's the middle of July. I mean, we're headed on towards
August. Cross season.
No. I just can't believe, because it felt like it was so cold, 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 cold forever.
Yeah.
And then it's warm, and now all of a sudden summer is, like, you know, half gone. Or it's not, but it feels that way. I mean,
it
summer
is.
Doesn't
it's virtually,
start till
it's
the
got literally a month left, and then all back to school activities happen, and everything just kind of goes. Bleh.
Yeah.
And then the weather starts to dip. But
you know, the
September
last,
and October are usually the best months around here.
Well, the last couple weeks, I don't know. I don't know that it's been the weather. We've had a couple cool days, but it's hot. It makes me have that, well, maybe because school is getting ready to start back in a couple weeks. It's crazy. The schools that are year-round are going back in a couple weeks. And there is a certain feeling in the air about back to school, even when your kids are gone or if you don't have any kids.
It's like spring.
I guess. I mean, we were out on a ride the other day, and it was kind of chilly, and it had kind of like a fall.
Oof.
Feel in the air, and then I was kind of like, ooh, kind of, ooh, yeah. And then I'm like, fall leads to winter. Not ready. But yeah, the whole back to school thing feels around the corner. Now, it could feel that way for me because all next month on the New Old You, I'm doing a series of back to school and off to college. Mm. So I've been interviewing a lot of
good timing
women about issues dealing with being a junior and senior in high school or looking at prospective colleges, because I know there are a lot of midlifers who have kids that are headed into that area. And I wish that I had been listening to podcasts when our kids were looking for schools, because it would have helped a lot to have a little more practical advice on things.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of trying to figure it all out. I'm one of those people.
Go with the best offer.
Go with the best offer?
Yeah.
Who's giving you the most money?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, that's not the only criteria.
No, but anyway, so that's going to be a great series coming up in August. And that could be one of the reasons I'm feeling back to schoolish. But anyway. All right. I probably talked too long. Right? As usual.
Can you edit that out?
As usual. All right. We hope that everybody has a great week. We will be back next week, and I will report about everything pair in.
That'll be fine. You said it here, so we know what next week's about.
Woohoo! So don't forget to rate this podcast.
Only if it's 5 stars.
And we will see you next week. Later.
See you.